There is a very interesting halachic discussion that is directly related to the sugyas we've been learning here in the yeshiva and Daf Chavav and Maseches Brachos as to whether women should daven musaf. The Gemara says that certain aspects of the requirements of tefillah are based on or patterned after the karbanos, like the zmanei tefillah. But Tosfos point out that maybe when it comes to establishing those halachic requirements of the zmanim, but that doesn't become reflected in the content of the tefillos, that shachris and mincha and mariv, these are bakashos rachamim, requests for mercy from Hashem. That's not the case, Tosfos says, when it comes to musaf. When it comes to musaf, the content of the tefillah itself is all about the karban. The entire reason that we're davening is simply as a replacement for the karban. And Tosfos's point is, therefore, there's no makeup, there's no tashlumin for musaf if a person did not daven musaf. The achronim raise a different consideration, a different ramification of this difference. The Tzlach writes there that the Gemara says in Daf Chof that women are obligated in tefillah because tefillah is bakashas rachamim, and women also need rachamim. So says the Tzlach, therefore women should be obligated to daven shachris and mincha. However, they should not be required to daven musaf, because as we just said, musaf is not bakashas rachamim. Musaf is in place of the korban, and therefore this does not fit the Gemara's reason for why they would be obligated in tefillah. It's a mitzvah saseh shas mangrama, therefore women are exempt from tefillah's musaf. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tshuva where he brings up a different consideration to paskin that women are exempt from musaf. He says, musaf is connected to the korban musaf. Who are the ones who contributed the funds for the korban musaf? Those were the people who contributed the machzitz ha-shekel. That's men, not women. Women are exempt from machzitz ha-shekel, therefore the korban musaf is not really their korban, and therefore they are exempt from tefillas musaf. There are poskim who took this same consideration and argued in the exact opposite way. So Rav Yitzchak Chaim Spector says, I think women should be obligated in musaf because it is in place of the korban musaf. The korban musaf, he says, if you're going to tell me that it goes by who contributes the money, so then Kohanim and Levim should also be exempt from Musaf, because they also are not chayv in machzitz ha-shekel. Men under the age of 20 should also be exempt. We don't find that. So it doesn't go by who gives the money. It goes by who's the kapara for. The kapara is for the entire Klal Yisrael. That includes women. So women, therefore, should be obligated in tefillas Musaf. That's his psak la'alocha. The Shut Shalom Meshav says a little differently. He says korban musaf is an expression of the kedushas hayom. That applies equally to men and women. So therefore, women should be required to daven musaf. If we say that women are exempt from musaf, so would there be any tzad to say that they shouldn't daven musaf? So maybe this brings us back to the well-known machlokas harishon and machlokas mechaber Rama, machlokas in practice between Ashkenazim and Sephardim as to whether women make brachos on mitzvos they're exempt from. A mitzvah saseh shas man grama. The Ashkenazi practice is psak of the Rama that women would be able to make a bracha on a woman absent a lulav sukkah shofar. She can make a bracha, whereas the Sfarim are no, women don't make a bracha. Would that be applicable here as well? So that same Tzlach argues that it would not be applicable. That the reason that Sfarim hold that women don't make a bracha a mitzvah saseh shas man grama is because they can't say the word vitzivanu if they're not in fact commanded. But here in Tfilas Musaf, there is no vitzivanu, so that factor is not applicable, and women would be able to say Tfilas Musaf even if they are not obligated. Rabbi Avad Yosef raises the consideration that is that really so clear that the reason Sephardim don't make the bracha, Sephardi women don't make the bracha, is because of the word vitzivanu. Maybe that's not the reason. In which case, who says that they would be able to make these brachas as well of Tfilas Musaf? So halacha lemaisa. For Ashkenazi women, if they can, it would be recommended they should daven musaf. Some hold that they're obligated, and even if they're not obligated, there is certainly no downside. So why not? It's a nice idea. For Sephardi women, so there is a dispute amongst the modern day Sephardi poskim. The Kaf HaChaim writes the practice is, the minhag ha'olam is that women do daven musaf. Rav Avadia Yosef intentionally challenged that minhag. And he writes, although there are several tzadim to say that it should be okay, maybe they're chayv in musaf, even if they're not. Maybe women can make a bracha for mitzvahs and obligated. Even if they can't, maybe here it's different because there's no vitzivan. He says, it doesn't matter, we don't make brachas based on sfekas or even 100 sfekas. And therefore he says, if women do daven musaf, yesh al milismoch, but he recommends they shouldn't. He says, if they want to be yotzei l'chaladeus, let them come to shul and listen to chazar sashatz. But he recommends that they should not daven musaf. Other of his contemporaries, Sephardi Poskim, didn't necessarily accept his view. Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, another great Sfaradi Posek and a friend of Rabbi Vadia, writes in his Sefer, he thinks La'alocha, women are obligated to daven Musaf, and that's his bottom line La'alocha. Rabbi Chaim David Halevi writes, no, they're not obligated, but they can if they want to. So it's certainly a difference of opinion ad hayom hazeh amongst the modern-day Sfaradi Poskim. The Minhag Olam apparently was that the Sfaradi women did daven Musaf. Rav Vadia, as mentioned, challenged that. But even Rav Vadia writes on the Yom Noraim, where there is Bakashas Rachim, so certainly all would agree that it would be a good idea. Have a wonderful day.